Olympic Diary, Day 2. If you listen carefully in the background, that is the sound of the Olympic Games. Actually, it isn't. It's the sound of a slightly overweight man with a ponytail cutting some grass and trying to put some picnic tables in a straight line. But you get my idea, because with 2 days to go to the opening ceremony, that's as close to the Olympic Games as you're going to get. It's my first day here on the Olympic site, and just wandering around, it's a pretty special place. I remember being here about 6 months ago when it was kind of starting to come together and you could just about work out where everything was going to go. But now that everything's finished and complete, it kind of rams home how big a job this has been to just get this finished and sorted on time. The stadiums are obviously complete. They're kind of dotted around the park, and then all the areas in between, the public areas, where if you've got tickets for the Olympics, you'll be spending a fair bit of your time in between events. They're just having the finishing touches put to them now, but they're pretty much there as well. So loads of walkways, food stalls, places to sit, big screens. And the whole thing just looks hugely impressive, really. Helps, obviously, that the sun's shining, always does. But, you know, I think anybody who's going to come down here and spend some time at the Games is going to have quite an experience. And for all the suggestions that things were going to go wrong, and for all the arguments and, you know, justified arguments over how much it's all cost, the fact that it has all come together as well as it has is quite an achievement, really. So as I sit here now in the middle of the kind of communal area of the Olympic Park, you've got the stadium bang in front of me with the big orbital sculpture next to it, which looks like it should be on there. On Blackpool's front, really, a massive roller coaster, but that's the viewing area. To my right, you've got the big media centre, which is where I've been this morning. Room, apparently, for 10,000 journalists in there, which I'm not sure what you get when you get 10,000 journalists together, but I shudder to think. Behind me, you've got the cycling venue, which, again, is hugely impressive, kind of glinting in the sun. And then around the corner from that, the flats of the Olympic Village. They've all been populated now. The athletes are in them. And you can see the big section in the middle, which is obviously where the British athletes are, draped in Union Jacks. It's really interesting to see it, actually, because all the countries, all the athletes come and drape their flags over their balconies. So you've got a massive Team GB section bang in the middle. Looks like you've got Portugal on one side. And from my rudimentary knowledge of flags, looks like Holland on the other side. So some Dutch parties to keep the British athletes awake overnight. And then further around from there, you've got Westfield Shopping Centre, which is right next to Stratford Station, where a lot of people will be coming in and out of the site, using that to get in and out of the site. So yeah, so it's hugely impressive, really. I had my first trip down here to the site earlier today. Underground, overground, and then a walk from